Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode.
And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
We asked for a few of your wonderful questions in celebration of not only 2019 and January of the Apes, but also we just had our 150th episode.
What?
Yeah, Conquest for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah!
With Craig. That was our 150th.
We conquested our 150th. I'm into it.
Right. We asked for a couple questions. A lot of you sent us thanks and congratulations and all that. And thank you. We really appreciate it.
You guys are the best. We couldn't have done it without all of you guys. Seriously, from the bottom of our hearts, we love you guys.
Absolutely. And we also asked if there were any particular theme months that you had suggestions for us.
Yeah.
The first one we got here is from Amanda with Amanda's Picture Show Go-Go.
Oh, and a offender on this here podcast.
That's right. She also has her podcast, The Mafia Minute.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about the Godfather movie minute by minute.
That's
pretty interesting. She says, congrats. Theme month idea. Almost Oscar winners. Movies that got a bunch of handful of nominations but went home with nothing.
Oh, like Moonlight.
Moonlight won everything. King Arthur Legend of the Sword.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is a shame. They were robbed. Robbed.
Yeah, went home. I'd have to look up and see what those movies are because I'm pretty sure all those super pretentious movies went home with at least one thing, like sound editing and shit. Got a Pearl Harbor one for sound editing, so
I think she's thinking like Leonardo DiCaprio's been robbed a few times.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that. Okay, well, we can do it. We typically only do bad movies, but most of those ones get nominations are kind of bad.
Ooh, worst Oscar winner month.
Yeah. Ooh, we have a suggestion and a question.
What?
From Diana, the Happily Ever Aftermath podcast. How about Jocktober sports movies?
I'm sold. Love you, Diana.
Yeah, we could finally talk about the greatest sports movie ever made. Basketball.
Let's play some basketball.
Yay.
Can we do Space Jam?
Oh, absolutely.
I think we have to, right? It's like obligatory. Yeah.
It's like one of the only five sports movies out there, right?
I'm sure there's only five.
Yeah. Also, she says, congratulations. What was your favorite theme month?
Ooh. Like total or just this last year?
Ever. Let's go ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
I really like werewolf movies, so werewolf, I like
was pretty werewolf good. Month. Yeah, I was thinking vampire month, actually.
Vampire
was
month
good.
Was super fun.
I also really liked Robots with a Heart of Gold month.
I also really liked Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, yeah. Yeah, all the months have their charm. Even Super Sexy Sequel September, which you love so much. No, that was kind of horrible. That was my mistake. I got some stuff from Stork, but it's mostly him being a smartass.
Hey, Stork of the Besotted Geek. If you want to hear Stork be proven wrong constantly by the beautiful and lovely Peacock, tune into the Besotted Geek.
Indeed. Free and worth it. Oh, Drew from the Real Feels podcast.
Oh, yeah, Drew.
He says, we just hit 5,000 downloads in our first year. Congratulations
oh,
on
shit.
That.
Congratulations. That's more than us our first year.
Oh, shit. Our first year. That's like 10 times as many. Amy also said, I'd love to see Underdog Month featuring those awesome underdog movies. I thought they only made one of those god-awful things. with the live action underdog. Remember that?
Yeah. I'm going to have to look this up and see how many underdogs there are.
So let's see. Underdog, Marmaduke. I'm sure that was shit. Beverly Hills Chihuahua, 1, 2, or 3.
Air Bud.
Space Buddies or whatever that
was. No, we are not doing Space Buddies. Banned on this here podcast.
I feel like we've gone from Underdog Month to Live Action Dog Month.
Ooh,
may
dog
also be coming up.
Sports Movie Month.
Golden Receiver. And, yeah. What was the hockey one? Like Most Valuable Primate or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
We may have
Stripes?
Yeah. We may have an animal sports movie coming up in April.
What?
Just heads up there. Brent from the Home Video Hustle suggested MTV Movie Month. I assume he means movies made by MTV. Like, remember when, like, Joe's Apartment and...
I remember Joe's Apartment. Nobody else remembers the cockroaches dancing on the toilet bowl, but I do.
You mean those guys?
Hey, look, there they are. You know, I just thought maybe Drew means, like, movies about underdogs, like Rudy and stuff.
I assume so, but...
Not just Air Bud.
Rocky. Rocky 3, the greatest movie ever made. That's right, Clubber Lang, son.
Rocky 3 plus Rocky 4 equals Rocky 7, Adrian's Revenge.
That's right. Oh, here's a new one. I believe it's Brandon from the What Were They Thinking podcast.
He doesn't like it when you mix it up.
Okay, my mistake. Brandon. He suggested Nintendo October. I don't think we have any video game movies left that we haven't done.
We've done a fair amount of video game movies.
Yeah. I'll have to research that, though. I mean, we've already done, like, Super Mario Bros.
Doom.
Doom and Silent Hill.
Yeah.
And all those other ones, but,
you know what? You know what we haven't tapped into?
What's that?
All of the Resident Evils. All of them.
Oh, goddamn, you're right. We could do a month and a half on those fucking things. And they're all basically the same story again.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Except in the third one, she gets the Force. Mm-hmm. You know what? We'll save it for...
Ooh,
in
one of them, she gets trapped on a rooftop. I own that one somewhere.
Resident Evember? I don't know. He also asks, who has been your favorite East Coast Canadian guest on the show? And what has been your favorite East Coast Canadian podcast to be a guest on?
Ooh, that would be Colt 45.
I was thinking Red on You. Brandon with Red on You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's East Canadian, right? I think he's in New Brunswick there somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. The Home Video Hustle.
Oh, that's Ohio.
It's basically...
Close enough.
Basically Eastern Canada.
Anywhere east of the Rockies is Canada.
West Coast, Best Coast over here, people.
Also, he suggested we should keep updating at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase oddcast with two Ds. you know, the wonderful... Twitter account where we throw out Steel facts. Fun facts about the movie Steel.
Yeah,
we'll have to get on that. Thanks for the suggestion. Yeah, we got a couple things from like Ryan Terry and the Countdown podcast congratulating us on 150.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. So, babe.
Yes, Steve?
What do we have coming up?
Ooh, I have no idea, Steve. What do we have coming up?
I don't know. We got the rest of January of the Apes. Got a couple
more
of those.
Yeah, we do.
Going into February, we have the shortest month.
Mm.
There will be a theme.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Gary Oldman's going to be involved.
Gary Oldman will be involved. Academy Award winner Gary Oldman.
Ooh, and David Alan Greer is going to make an appearance.
David Alan Greer will be in there. Val Kilmer, I think. You know what? You'll find out.
somebody out there is so confused.
In March, it's going to be an incredible month. I don't know. We don't exactly have a theme for it, but except that all the movies have a zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Is it just? We'll find out.
At some point, we're going to have a giveaway involving Deadpool 2 Tiny Hands.
Yes, we got from Trolley, the Sour Bright Tiny Hands. We just got the shipment of them today. And also for January of the Apes, if you go to patreon.com/EILFmovies, that's Everything I Learned From Movies, there's still time to enter. With every dollar you donate, it's an enter in the raffle to win a signed copy of Planet of the Apes Visionaries. Babe, what is Planet of the Apes Visionaries?
Planet of the Apes Visionaries is Rod Serling's original screenplay adapted by the amazing comedian Dana Gould and illustrated into a comic book.
Yes.
It is phenomenal. It is crazy amounts of dark.
Yeah. graphic novel.
A graphic novel. It is spectacular. Steve, you read all of it. What did you think?
Oh, a couple times. Yeah, I fucking loved it.
I read it a couple of times as well.
And you know me, I can't read, but I still read it somehow.
Oh, and what's special about this copy that we're giving away, Steve?
That it's signed by author Dana Gould.
Oh,
not David Alan Greer, though, I was going to say.
One of the patron saints of this here podcast, you know, and repeat offender?
One of our good friends that has been on the show several times.
Oh.
Multiple times. Twice.
A couple of times, Steve? A couple of times?
Calm down, John C. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate all of it. And yeah, if you want to hit us up, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. We love to hear your feedback. We basically do this for you guys. I mean, it's fun for us, but at the same time, if nobody was listening, we probably would have given up a long fucking time ago.
Oh, I do this for Mr. Pickles.
Who?
I know he downloads it.
He's not making money on it for his Pickles
Cage. He gets the free downloads. He helps boost our ratings.
Oh, okay.
He gives us 5 stars.
All right, well, until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is
Everything I Learned from Movies.
Have a good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.